A new report out this week details problems the federal government is having in enforcing the Clean Water Act. The report says the Environmental Protection Agency is failing in many cases to make sure that industrial plants and factories comply with the law. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that the study finds more than 30,000 violations.
Researchers at the public interest research group PIRG last year submitted a Freedom of Information request to the EPA, asking for clean water permit compliance records. Richard Kaplan, the group's environmental advocate, says they focused on compliance under the Bush administration, though they did not compare it to the Clinton record.
We looked at a period from January 2002 through June 2003. We found that many facilities were in violation of their Clean Water Act permits the entire time period. 60% of facilities are in regular violation of their permits by an average of 6 times the legal limit. It's a very, very poor track record.
Clean water permits are granted to thousands of industrial sites around the country, from factories and refineries to power plants and sewage treatment plants. Each site is given a permit to discharge limited amounts of toxic waste, such as industrial metals and raw sewage, into the nation's waterways. When facilities break these pollution limits, they're subject to violation fines, which are supposed to deter them from polluting more.
It would seem to demand very vigorous attention by EPA, but the reality is in the face of this data that most people are breaking the law, EPA has proposed cutting the budget for enforcement and, as a result, allowing even more pollution into our waterways.
Not so, says Mike Stahl. He's compliance director in the EPA's Office of Enforcement Assurance. He says the administration's proposed enforcement budget cuts should not result in more water pollution.
I think any bureaucrat will tell you that you can do more with more resources, but I think our resources are sufficient to attack the most serious problems.
Stahl says when his office realized that clean water permit violations were rising, they began developing a new program for enforcement. It's called the Facility Watch List, and it targets the biggest polluters.
The idea behind the watch list is that we will give this list to the states, we'll work with them about the status of each one of these facilities and figure out what action, if any, needs to be taken to bring them back into compliance.
Some clean water permit violations are technical in nature, Stahl explains. An example of this is when a facility simply fails to fill out paperwork or pass along data for a certain time period. Instead of spending enforcement dollars cracking down on these violations, Stahl says his office will go after serious offenders. The EPA's new Facility Watch List program is scheduled to go into effect in 2 months. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.